hello and a warm welcome to another edition of The Debate on Press TV. I'm your host, Behrouz Najafi. U.S. President Donald Trump has announced Washington's intention to pull out of a 31-year-old nuclear weapons agreement with Russia. Now, this, many analysts argue, could negatively impact the arms control regime that contributed to preserving peace since the Second World War. Now, Trump says he's leaving the landmark pact because Russia has been violating it for many years. Moscow denies ever violating the INF and insists that it's the U.S. that has defied the agreement and calls the allegation as a red herring. Arms control experts are concerned about Trump tearing up a long-standing nuclear treaty. Now, why is this happening, and will this lead to a new nuclear arms race? That's what we will discuss in today's edition of The Debate. But before that, let's watch a report on the issue.
The U.S. president aims to blow yet another landmark agreement, this time the nuclear arms control treaty his country signed with Russia during the Cold War era. Donald Trump pledged to nix the deal, accusing Moscow of violating the Intermediate-Range Nuclear Forces Treaty.
We've honored the agreement, but Russia has not, unfortunately, honored the agreement. So we're going to terminate the agreement. We're going to pull out.
Trump did not provide any details on the violation he was talking about, but he warned that America will have to develop banned weapons unless Russia and China say they won't develop such missiles.
If Russia's doing it and if China's doing it and we're adhering to the agreement, that's unacceptable.
Trump's pledge came a day after his national security adviser and a long-standing opponent of arms control, John Bolton, was reported pushing for U.S. withdrawal. The Russian foreign ministry and lawmakers condemned what they call the U.S. intention to jeopardize global security. They said the United States' main motive is the dream of a unipolar world and that it wants to drag Russia into an arms race.
This is a real disaster. I mean, but it's nothing new. We've been heading in this direction since 2002 when President Bush pulled out of the ABM treaties with Russia.
The 1987 pact signed by former American and Russian presidents Donald Reagan and Mikhail Gorbachev banned all land-based missiles with ranges of 500 to 5,500 kilometers. It led to the dismantling of nearly 2,700 missiles and ended a dangerous standoff between America's Pershing and Soviet era's SS-20 missiles in Europe. It would take 6 months for the country to pull out of the INF, but U.S. hawks have long argued that the treaty ties the country's hands in its strategic rivalry with China in the Pacific. Targeting hard-found international agreements is not new for the U.S. president. Blowing off the INF is in line with Trump's course to unilaterally quit the Paris Climate Pact and the Iran nuclear deal. However, it puts a question mark on the Trump administration's pursuit of denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula and highlights the U.S. double standard in dealing with nuclear nonproliferation.
The United States and their effort for global hegemony are not going to decrease the building of nuclear weapons. And it was under Obama and now under Trump that, a new, multi-trillion dollar arsenal is being developed.
During his presidential campaign, Trump had promised to expand and strengthen U.S. nuclear capabilities. Now that the move is getting closer to reality, there are fears that it would trigger a new round of global arms race.
All right, now with that background report, let's begin today's debate. Joining me in today's debate will be publisher and editor of Politics First, Marcus Papadopoulos, who is joining us from London, and also senior congressional defense advisor Frederick Peterson out of Richmond. Now let's begin with Marcus Papadopoulos. Nuclear weapons analyst Jeffrey Lewis argues that Washington will gain nothing by walking away from this pact. President Trump insists, quote, Moscow has been violating it for long years. Is the U.S. decision a step in the right direction?
Well, the INF Treaty has been dying for the last 17 years and dying on account of America, because in 2001, America announced its intention to withdraw from the Anti-Ballistic Missile Treaty, which severely undermined the INF Treaty. And then in 2007, the Americans announced that they would construct a missile defense system in Eastern Europe, which became operational a few years ago, which is aimed at neutralizing the Russian strategic nuclear deterrent. So now we are in a situation where Russia is going to respond, and where there is a distinct possibility of there being a nuclear arms race between America and Russia. And that is, of course, a very dangerous situation, not just for Europe, but for the entire world. And that danger is compounded by reports that America will also withdraw from the New START treaty, which is set to expire in 2021. Now, the Americans are doing this in order to encircle Russia, to weaken Russia in Eastern Europe, to weaken Russia by conventional forces in the form of NATO, and also to weaken Russia in the form of nuclear forces. So this is a very, very dark day for global peace. And because of the American actions, we are now in a situation where there are no nuclear reduction treaties in place at the moment. If the Americans do go ahead and leave the INF treaty, and if they do go ahead and withdraw from the New START treaty, there will be no nuclear reduction treaties in place between the two superpowers. Mm-hmm. The world hasn't seen that since 1972.
Okay, let's go to Richmond now. Frederick Peterson. Russia is saying that a U.S. decision is, quote, a dangerous move. Also, Marcus believed that it's a dangerous move for everyone. Well, and this shows that Washington seeks, this is what Russia is saying, total supremacy in the military sphere. Do you agree with this assessment?
Well, I certainly agree with the other guest that you have, Marcus, and I'm getting feedback here. At any rate, let me continue and
yes,
try to talk over myself and my other ear. We do have a very severe problem that isn't emerging. The word, this is very bad. We're attempting to encircle Russia is absolutely false. To say that there is a danger, there is an affirmative danger, I would quite agree with your other guest. Yes, there is. This is a very, very serious situation. The serious situation emerges not from any ambitions on the part of the United States to have any hostile acts toward Russia or toward anyone else, but the United States to stand up for its allies, to agree with NATO, that has been very, very disturbed, profoundly disturbed by, I'm sure your other guests would agree, the broadly acknowledged, even by Russia, the development and deployment of mid-range missiles which threaten the heart of Europe and that intend to be used by Russia to intimidate Europe to achieve its own regional objectives there. The United States will not stand for that. Europe will not stand for that. We stand together.
But Frederick, Europe is concerned.
The threat to Europe by nuclear missiles, which is very serious act in itself. And yet President Trump in his very words and Europe itself would like to reach out to reaffirm the previous agreement that has served both sides so well over generations and now is being openly violated by Russia, not by the United States, not by Europe, not by NATO, by Russia. We need to have Europe as a nuclear-free zone. In fact, we would like, of course, the world to be a nuclear-free zone. That's for another discussion.
Okay.
But we have an agreement that has served both sides well, that build generations of detente of agreement, of mutual cooperation with Russia, and now we're confronted with a situation where that is seriously threatened, not by NATO, not by the United States, but by Russia itself. And yet the olive branch is being offered. Let's sit down, let's rework this treaty, let's reaffirm the terms of this treaty that have safeguarded peace and prosperity on both sides.
Okay, Frederick,
two generations now.
Okay, let's
work
also
together
ask
to reaffirm and rebuild.
Okay, thank you for that. Let's also go to Marcus Papadopoulos and ask his opinion. You also spoke about NATO, but NATO issued a statement, and like what you said, NATO is worried. NATO is calling the INF crucial to Euro-Atlantic security and reducing risk of conflict. And this should mean that Washington doesn't even care about its own allies, you know? Let me ask Marcus Papadopoulos now to comment. Well, I'll come back to you later.
Well, the guest in America obviously didn't listen to a word I said. His speech was most peculiar, and it in effect sounded like a press release from the White House or from the State Department, or from the Pentagon. Let me just reiterate what I said moments ago. There is a history to what has been happening surrounding the INF Treaty. In 2001, Washington announced that it was withdrawing from the ABM Treaty. In 2007, the Americans announced they were constructing a missile defense system which would be aimed at Russia's nuclear arsenal. How on earth are those two acts conducive to peace in Europe, to stability in Europe? Can the guest in America answer that question? No cackling, no waffling, answer it directly.
Okay, Frederick, go ahead.
Would you like an answer?
Sure, go ahead.
Waffling, you don't even have a clue as to what you're defining. You're accusing me of misunderstanding you. I understand very clearly you don't have a clue as to what it means to have a defensive system to intercept missiles that are inbound on your country as
which
a shield,
is in breach of the
sword.
INF Treaty, by the way.
A defensive weapon system is a shield, not a sword. I will tell you what.
Can
is
you
it a breach
explain
in
why
your,
America withdrew
in
from the ABM Treaty in 2001?
Opinion. I'm speaking, please. Okay. I'm not interrupting you.
All right,
I'm
Frederick,
speaking. Will you
Frederick,
I don't think you have the faintest idea of what
something?
You're talking about.
You have your continuing.
That's right.
Oh, right.
That's
I don't
right.
Think
be
you
disrespectful.
Have the
be offensive.
To conduct
that just shows you're losing the argument.
Both gentlemen, please. Let's stick to the main issue.
Am I interrupting you?
No. Okay.
Am I interrupting you?
All right, Frederick.
You're accusing
answer my
me
question.
Exactly
why did America announce in 2001 that it
let's
was withdrawing from the ABM Treaty?
Frederick and
forward.
Marcus.
How is that
both gentlemen, please. Let's stick
excuse
to the main
me,
topic.
You're not conducting this, sir. You're not conducting this series.
Okay,
I'm asking you a question. Explain America's actions regarding the ABM Treaty. Explain
here.
That to people.
You're
okay, Marcus, now wait for the explanation,
Marcus. You're
interrupting
me. Knock it off.
Okay, please. We're not insulting each other. Okay, we're not
that
supposed to do that.
Extremely rude
stick,
and typical. You're
stick
covering
to the main
your own
issue.
Ignorance. You cannot even define what offensive
there's
missiles.
There's only one rude person in this debate, and that's you. Answer my
the
question.
Treaty deploying, and you cannot even identify.
Okay, Marcus, please let Frederick go ahead.
Systems to accommodate that threat are.
Frederick,
there
explain, please.
There is a very serious
yes.
threat to peace. That is being, there
yes,
is
go ahead,
a very
please.
Serious threat to peace that is being advanced by offensive missiles that your polite and erudite guest cannot deny, will not deny, doesn't even acknowledge that this might be a threat to Europe and to world peace. Instead, he will point a finger at defensive missiles intended to counter this threat. And yet the threat continues to grow. It is the United States and NATO and Europe's interest to sit down, rework this treaty, and come up with a system that actually works.
Okay, Frederick, why should they reward it? The treaty is in place.
To it on both sides to keep the words of the treaty.
Yeah, but the treaty has been in place, okay? In case of violation, it should be. Anyway, let's get back to the main topic again.
The treaty is clearly violated.
No, there is no proof for that for now. Okay, Marcus Papadopoulos. The intermediate range.
There is an acknowledgement on the part of Russia.
No, Russia
that
has said. Russia has said this is red herring, and it's the U.S. In my introduction, just mentioned it's the U.S. that has violated. We'll come to this at a later point. Let me go to Marcus. I have another question. The intermediate range nuclear force treaty, that's INF, was first signed by Presidents Reagan and Gorbachev in December 1987. Eliminating an entire class of nuclear weapons. I mean, the two superpowers were forced to scrap more than 2,600 missiles with ranges of up to 3,400 miles. That's almost 500 kilometers. Now, what will be the ramifications of walking out of such deals? Who will be most at risk? Marcus?
Well, to put it simply, global peace and humanity, because what could transpire from America withdrawing from the INF Treaty is a nuclear arms race between Washington and Moscow, because Moscow is going to respond to what America has done. Russian national security is severely threatened. The Russian strategic nuclear deterrent is seriously threatened. The parity of nuclear forces between America and Russia could be tilted in favor of America, and therefore Russia cannot allow this. Now, how would America feel if there was a Russian missile defense system on its borders? It would react very, very negatively. It would not tolerate it. Now, the guest in America says that the missile defense system, which is now operational in Eastern Europe, part of it in Poland, part of it in Romania, is simply defensive. Well, that's not telling the full story, because first of all, that missile system undermines the INF Treaty. It's a violation of the INF Treaty. And potentially tilts the balance of nuclear forces in favor of America. Therefore, that is going to provoke a response from Russia. And the guest in America failed to explain why America withdrew from the ABM Treaty and how withdrawing from the ABM Treaty is conducive to maintaining peace and stability in Europe and in the wider world. He failed to answer that. The point is this, is that America does not wish to share responsibility for running the world with Russia. Okay. America wants to be the sole superpower in the world. America wants to be the sole police officer in the world. Well, that is not acceptable. Okay. Russia won't tolerate it, and quite frankly, no self-respecting country in the world would tolerate
it. All right. Now, Frederick Peterson, Donald Trump has decided to, and he has said that we are pulling out of this.
Yes.
So will this U.S. decision unleash a new nuclear arms race? This is what many analysts are worried about, even Europeans.
Well, Russia should hope not. The world certainly can have confidence that a new nuclear arms race is really in no one's interest. But the provocation for this has not come from America. Again, your guest, clueless that he is.
No. With all what about the question I ask you, Frederick?
Project,
answer my question, please.
You just can't help yourself but being disrespectful and rude.
And
it's obviously
Frederick,
the way you were brought up.
It's
there
okay.
He goes again. Listen,
okay, no, please,
right,
please. We're not insulting one another. Please, gentlemen.
Right. The
Frederick,
way I was brought up
please.
Was not to interrupt, sir.
Okay.
Learn to have some civility,
Marcus,
when you're taking part in a television discussion. You are
right
on show in front of millions of people in the world. You have no decorum, do you, whatsoever?
Okay, Marcus, but let him explain. Frederick, please answer my question. Okay?
As you interrupt
answer
me once
my
again.
Question, please, and I promise nobody will interrupt
yes,
you.
Yes, sir.
The question was, will this U.S. decision unleash a new nuclear arms race? Please answer this.
I think there is a threat of that. However, President Trump unrecognized and undiscussed by your other guests for all of his flagrant flowering language here, has failed to observe that President Trump has asked for new negotiations. Negotiations where words have meaning, where offensive missiles are on neither side, where actions to protect against violations of a treaty are no longer necessary. We need a treaty entered into in good faith. If Russia and the United States can grow together, certainly can, and Europe, in a healthy relationship, that is certainly on the table as well. Economic growth,
then why doesn't America dismantle its missile defense system in Eastern Europe?
By President Trump.
Yeah, that's a good question.
Then why doesn't America dismantle its missile defense shield in Eastern Europe? That would be a sign of good faith to Moscow, wouldn't it?
Yeah, do you have an answer to that, Frederick?
Because there happens to be an offensive threat. There happens to be
Excuse me. The Americans announced this in 2007. That's over a decade ago. What was the offensive threat from Russia in 2006, 2007? Answer that question.
Ask the Poles. Ask the Ukrainians.
Oh, no. Excuse me. I'm asking you. I've asked you a specific question. You give me a specific answer. What was the offensive threat from Russia in 2006 and in 2007? Answer the question.
We'll go back to the host to conduct this debate.
Okay. Frederick, if you have an answer.
Because you don't have an answer.
Russia is seriously
looking.
We have only 30 seconds, Frederick, if there is an answer. Frederick, if there's an answer, only 30 seconds, please. We're running out of time.
Name the missile that Russia had in 2006 and 2007, which was offensive. Name it.
Okay.
You know.
Okay, sorry, gentlemen.
I
gotta jump in. This is
we're running out of time. I urge people watching this debate to ignore every word of this gentleman in America.
All right. Thank you,
both
gentlemen.
My question, because he's lying,
isn't it?
All right, now, on that note, we come to the end of this debate. I should thank both our guests, publisher and editor with Politics First, Marcus Papadopoulos from London, and senior congressional defense advisor, Frederick Peterson from Richmond, and thank you for watching. We'll see you soon.